We receive support from North Homes Children and Family Services, providing compassionate mental health services to children and families at home, school, and in the community. More information at northhomes.org. It is time now for Headwaters with DJ Dang.
Thank you. dying dog in the room, couldn't see, hear or know, the kind of trouble to be told between me and you. Moon filled up spaces I had left for dead, and I could.
circling again. Look him in the eye like some kind of friend. Do you really love the story if you don't love the end? Met a girl in Reno, she was one like I ain't seen no. And I knew from the moment I looked into her eyes that I was gone. Headed out to Vegas in my truck with which to take us. And I knew deep in my heart it wouldn't be long. She found another man and I don't understand what she ever saw in him, and I guess I'll never know. Headed for the Texas border, run from the law, nor you'll find me doing fine in Mexico. I stopped in Santa Fe at a roadside cafe to have myself a couple waffles and a cup of coffee to go. Met a man named Leroy, said, would you like to go with me, boy? Cause my wife is up and left me all alone. Said, I found him in my bed and I shot him in the head. Buried them in old Smith's barn under a bale of hay. Headed for the Texas border, run from the law and order, you'll find me doing fine in Mexico. Yeah, she found another man and I don't understand what she ever saw in him, and I'll never know. Headed for the Texas border, run from the law and order, you'll find me doing fine in Mexico. Yeah, you'll find us doing fine in Mexico.
And a good morning to you and you and you. That was A. Lee Edwards with the song Mexico. Before that, Chris Delmhorst featuring our very own, I say our very own as if we birthed the man, but Eric Koskinen is all over this record by Chris Delmhorst. She's a Boston folk scene musician, and I can only assume through touring that Koskinen became friends with her. Anna Eggie's on this record. There's all sorts of guests all over it. Chris Delmhorst, we heard the song Wolves. Before that, Bria Salmina with her song Hammer, and we started the set off with Booker T and the MGs. Time is tight. This is Headwaters on KEXE, your source for great music on KEXE, weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. I'm your host, DJ Dang. Really glad you are here. We receive support from the First National Bank of Coleraine since 1906, serving the needs of the community and working with their friends and neighbors with branches in Coleraine and Grand Rapids. More information at coleranebank.com, member FDIC. Fire in the Village, a collective of artists and cultural organizers, have Room 203 Welcome Week activities each evening at 6 o'clock now until tomorrow night, Friday, May 9th. Join them in the room at Old Central School in Grand Rapids for karaoke on Thursday and music with S. Carey from Bon Iver on Friday. And those events are free. And you can hear the interview that Andrew DeZingle did on Area Voices. Go to our website at kaxe.org and you can hear Andrew's discussion with the Fire in the Village collective. Programming is supported by Lake Country Power, a Touchstone energy cooperative, providing the energy to help power ideas and strengthen rural development throughout northern Minnesota. More at lakecountrypower.coop. Lake Country Power, energy that powers our lives. We got all kinds of cool sounds coming your way. We're going to hear from the Poe Ramblin' Boys, Valerie June, Woodblind, Maggie Antone, Bob Dylan, Eddie Ninevoe, Jeremy Albino, on and on and on. You know how we do it here on KEXE, KBXE, bringing you the coolest sounds from all around. This group is new to me. They're on the legendary Daptone label, home of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. They're called the Altons. They're out of Southern California. And we are going to hear the song Float right here on Headwaters, KAXE, KBXE.
Through the heartache and pain, some
lost my way. It's all escaping me. Mercy and the truth. But I hope I'm not too late, 'cause I long to hear you say, somewhere out there we can find a way. Maybe somewhere out there we can find a way.
Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, my Lord, Jericho, well, Jericho, well, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. He may talk about your men of Gideon, talk about your men of Saul, but there's none like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. That morning when the Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, my Lord, Jericho, well, Jericho, well, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling down. Well, up to the walls of Jericho he marched with a spear in his hand. Go below them ram horns, Joshua was said, 'cause his battle is in my hand. That morning when the Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, my Lord, Jericho, well, Jericho, well, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling down. A ram-band sheep horn began to blow, trumpet began to sound. Joshua commanded his children to shout, and the walls come a-tumbling down. That morning when the Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, well, Jericho, well, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and them walls come a-tumbling down. Well, them walls come a-tumbling down. Well, them walls come a-tumbling down.
Doorstep, you're ahead of me. Where, good Lord, hear me. Cibola, the silver and the gold, and the rich man's sidewalk, running right down the middle of the road. I say, whoa, no, 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 not on this day. Somebody gonna give me something, somehow, some way, I am a liar.
Come on down to Rapids Brewing Co. in Grand Rapids on Thursday, May 22nd. Kick it with KAXE as we kick off patio season with a free outdoor concert featuring that band right there, Woodblind out of Duluth, featuring Tiga Lexi along with their TNT Hi-Fi. Molly Mayer will also be playing, Americana and blues artist Molly Mayer. The event starts at 5:30. Before music will be KAXE's annual meeting with a brief recap of the past year, a nomination and introduction of new potential board members. Interested in joining the board? Email sarah@kaxe.org. Made possible with support from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We'll also be celebrating our many, 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 many volunteers on that evening. So come on out May 22nd and see Woodblind. Before that, we heard Odetta with her version of Joshua. Seth Walker gave us Somewhere Out There, and we started the set with the Altons and their cool, cool.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
This is Headwaters on KAXE, your source for the nicest sounds from all the towns. You can catch it every weekday, 9 a.m. to 11, right here on KAXE KBXE. I am thrilled to be your host, DJ Dang. Coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon, your volunteer on the river host will be John Henningsgaard until 4. And this evening, you can catch The Dead Set with Papa Steve Ross, bringing you all kinds of Grateful Dead sounds. We receive support from Grand Rapids Arts, connecting artists and audience, encouraging creativity and collaboration through monthly First Friday Art Walks, and more. More information at grandrapidsarts.org. And we'd like to thank Bike Bemidji's Loop the Lake Festival. The 17-mile ride around Lake Bemidji celebrates bicycling and features food and music at rest stations along the way. Starting at the South Shore Beach between 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. on the summer solstice, Saturday, June 21st. Registration now open at bikebemidji.com. It is time for KAXE's Album of the Week. It's a good one. I mean, they're always good ones. What am I saying? This one is What Did the Blackbird Say to the Crow by Rhianna Giddens and Justin Robinson. Of course, they are two-thirds of the much-missed, I would say, Carolina Chocolate Drops, and they continue to honor their African-American fiddle hero, Joe Thompson, who taught them many, many, many tunes and carried on the tradition of black string band music, especially from their particular corner of North Carolina. And Giddens and Robinson were also heavily influenced by the Piedmont Blues of guitarist Etta Baker. They do one of her songs on the record here. And the record was recorded, much of it, outside in the front yards of the former homes of Joe Thompson and Etta Baker, right during the sounds of two different broods of cicadas, that's it. Two of them were exploding for the first time, I think, since like 1803. So a lot was going on with this record, even though it's pretty simple and stripped down. We are going to hear the song Fly Around My Pretty Little Miss. Let us know what you think of our album of the week. Text us at 218-326-1234. This is Rhiannon Giddens and Justin Robinson, Fly Around My Pretty Little Miss.
Chasing dreams is all I'll ever need. Wanderers like me, hanging on to every sunset, searching for a moment, hoping I can find a little peace. That's a lot for wanderers like me. The mountains and the desert,
for no one. Don't mind being lonesome. Chasing dreams is all I'll ever need. Wanderers like me, hanging on to every sunset, searching for a moment, hoping I can find a little peace. That's the life for wanderers like me.
Yeah.
Irish singer Maverick Sabre. Really, really, really liking that record. That might end up on my end of 25 best of list. Burn the Right Things Down is the name of the record. Roses Ether was the name of that tune. Valerie June gave us Joy Joy. We heard the Poe Ramblin' Boys with Wanderers Like Me. And we started off with our album of the week by Rhiannon Giddens and Justin Robinson, Fly Around My Pretty Little Miss. You can let us know what you think of that album of the week. Text us at 218-326-1234. This is Headwaters on KAXE, bringing you great music. Music every weekday, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. I'm your host, DJ Dang. Some musicians' birthdays of note today. Radio station favorite, at least this radio station for sure. Joe Bonamassa was born in 1977. Drummer from the Talking Heads, Chris France, and also drummer for... Oh, wow. My brain just filled up with a whole bunch of nothing. Tom Tom Club, that's it. So Chris France, drummer for the Talking Heads, and Tom Tom Club was born on this day in 1951. And the father of the blues, Robert Johnson, was born on this day in 1911 and changed so much of music with his style of playing and singing. All right, it is time for a slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Harmony Food Co-op in Bemidji and the Good Life Cafe in Park Rapids, for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you've won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. On this day in 1965, filming began for Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues video. What notorious beat poet is featured in the video? If you know the answer or you want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again is, on this day in 1965, filming began for Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues. What notorious beat poet is featured in the video? Call us at 218-326-1234 with your guess. And in the meantime, we're going to hear from the Mono Recordings, Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues. We do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. We have a winner. Please hold your calls.
Too hard, he's a cigarette alone in the dark. gross zone weed. I got the eyes for him. He's got the eyes for me, and I'm falling. Johnny, Johnny Moonshine. Tonight I'm gonna make you all.
That was Derya Yildirim and Group Chimchek with their song Chisek Asivor, otherwise, I guess, translated to in English as Blooming Flower, which that is starting to happen all over the place in our area. Before that, Maggie Antone with Johnny Moonshine, and we heard Subterranean Homesick Blues by Bob Dylan, because that was our question of the week. Our winner for today's slice of green cheese is Linda from Brainerd, who is going to the Crow Wing Food Co-op, because Linda correctly answered on this day in 1965, filming began for Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues. What notorious beat poet is featured in the video? And the answer is Allen Ginsberg was in that video, which to my mind is maybe one of the first like intentional music videos that I know of. That's not just a live recording or a band on a show or whatever. I think Dylan standing in that alleyway with all of the signs with lyrics from the songs has to be one of the first music videos from a very innovative mind. Listen weekday mornings around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese, and tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 9 for KAXE's popular green cheese trivia show. This week's host is the mother-daughter team of Christy Norlin and Janet Bredeman. Can catch them this Saturday from 7 to 9. Should be an awesome show. I'm going to keep the music moving right along to the top of the hour. This is a group called The Unemployed, and we're going to hear the song Funky Thing, Part 1, right here on Headwaters.
Last weekend I went down to Sydney to Taiwan. Megan brought her dog. Before I knew, I was 15 deep on a frat basement floor, kissing boys whose names I ignore. Jack Daniels took me out.